from the motor vehicles in Atlanta. By then, we'll have enough evidence to go on. Outside, the town was quiet. The old men who spent their time on the courthouse steps were returning home for the day. Shopkeepers on the square were winding up their street awnings. Otwell stood up.
If there's nothing more I can do, I'll check back in at patrol headquarters.
That's all for now, Otwell. Much obliged. When he'd gone, Sheriff Potts reached in his shirt pocket and pulled out the small spiral notebook he used for daily reminders. There were two entries for today. Britches for Barham and Brown. Noise in Miss Agnes's barn. He had noticed Berryman walking to school that morning, straggling behind the others, his shoulders drooping, his breeches so small he walked stiff-legged. Poor and proud, Berryman never complained, but the too tight breeches were an obvious indignity that made him ashamed and self-conscious. Something could be done about that.
J.H., there's not much more we can do here, but wait for those phone calls.
Could I get you to do an errand for me before the stores close?
Sure, what do you need?
Berryman Brown needs a new pair of pants. I'd like you to buy them for me and take them out to his mother.
Right in the middle of all this?
What happened today has nothing to do with Berryman. His morale is low and his britches are too tight. I want something done about it. J.H. sighed.
Okay, Lamar. What size?
Sheriff Potts took some money out of his billfold. Better get him a size 14. He's a big boy for 12. The courthouse was dark, except for the light in the sheriff's office when J.H. returned.
Did you hear anything, Lamar?
He asked. Jim Hillen called from Carrollton.
What'd he find out?
More than I expected. Remember that cattle theft notice we got last week from Meriwether County on two registered Guernsey cows?
Sure, they belonged to John Wallace, didn't they?
Right. Hillen says that Threadgill found one of them in a Carrollton pasture last Wednesday. Wallace requested a stakeout until whoever stole the cow tried to remove it. On Sunday night, Threadgill caught Turner trying to move the cow, arrested him, and took him back to the Carrollton jail. Wallace showed up just as they were bringing Turner in. He wanted Sheriff Collier to transfer Turner to the Meriwether County Jail. Threadgill agreed if Collier came up with a warrant.
Did Collier come get Turner?
J.H. asked. About 3 a.m., he and Wallace took Turner in his pickup truck back to Meriwether County. That was the last that Threadgill heard of Turner until this afternoon.
What happened then?
Wallace and Collier drove over to Carrollton and told Threadgill that they'd release Turner because they didn't have enough evidence to prosecute.
Hell!
J.H. exclaimed, snatching off his hat and smashing it against his knee.
Collier told you on the phone that he knew nothing about a green and white pickup truck or a man fitting Turner's description?
Sheriff Potts nodded.
Why?
I expect he's involved.
Damn that kind of business,
J.H. snorted, smacking his hat back on his head.
Are you going to swear out a warrant now?
Not until I've heard from motor vehicles. I want to know who was driving that car for Wallace.
You think we're here today?
We can wait a while longer. Meantime, I've got one more errand.
What's that?
I promised Miss Agnes I'd come down tonight and check out those noises she's been hearing in her barn. J.H. drew his mouth into an exasperated line.
You just don't ever quit, do you?
Sheriff Potts stood up.
Well, checking your barn won't take long. You stay here by the phone and I'll be back in a little bit.
Miss Agnes's barn was an ancient structure that now served no useful purpose. But because of its sentimental value, she could not bring herself to have it torn down. A quick check with a flashlight spotted the trouble. The upstairs loft door was ajar and banging against the side of the barn. When Sheriff Potts reported this to Miss Agnes, she reached out and touched his arm with a frail, wrinkled hand.
What a relief. I haven't been able to sleep for worrying about who might be at the barn. Thank you, Lamar.
No need to worry anymore, Miss Agnes. When he got back to the courthouse, J.H. told him there'd been no word on the registration. Sheriff Potts looked at his watch.
We may as well call it a day.
Suits me,
J.H. said. At 10:30 the next morning, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles called with the owner identification.
Whose car is it? J.H. asked.
It belongs to Herring Savelle.
Hey, isn't that Wallace's friend? The one who was indicted for murder over in Troop County several years ago?
Sheriff Potts nodded.
I had a fairly good idea that it was Savelle who was helping Wallace after I heard the witness's description of him yesterday. I just had to be sure.
What next?
We've got enough evidence to have Collier bring him in.
When?
Now. Sheriff Potts picked up the phone.
Operator,
Get me Sheriff Collier in Meriwether County.